This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 72 for the high today. I think Breezy may have started something here.
I think I did. I really think I did. But I always do. You know what I mean?
The amount of messages that you ended up getting yesterday after our conversation about you playing matchmaker.
Yeah. It was an influx for sure.
People's curiosity is through the roof.
And listen, after the horrific story that I shared about, I would call it an epic fail of a matchmaking situation. It was really, really, really bad. Nobody was asking for me or my girlfriend to set them up on a date with anybody by any means.
But of course, you took it upon yourself to make dreams come true because one time you set a couple up that ended up getting married. One time it worked out.
Yeah, one time I did. And they're on their third kid right now. So I think they're thriving.
I would stop while you're ahead.
I know, right? You know, you got to go out on top. But I did say something during that chit chat yesterday that a lot of people are hanging on to. And I used the phrase lesbian soiree.
Yes,
talking and describing a party that I went to on Sunday for one of my friends who turned yet another year older. And the reason I called it that was because the majority of people there were lesbians. I mean, that's just our friend group. That's how it is. And it was a good vibe. It was good vibes, good times, for sure.
I have so many unanswered questions of what goes on at these parties, but
a lot of cornhole.
A lot of...
And
what do you do at... What do you do there?
There was a lot of football.
So
think of just like a darty. It was a darty.
Give us an example of some of the messages you got.
So yesterday, for example, let me head to my DMs right now. I got a message from one of a fellow Instagram friend.
Okay.
And she said, my wife and I were laughing so hard in the car today, and we are so jealous of your lesbian soiree group. How does one get involved?
How does one get involved?
So I sent it to the masses, and I said to the girlies, I said, what do we do here? Where do we go from here? Do we hold like an application process, a Google Doc? Like, because listen, I get it. Being gay in the city, specifically being a lesbian in the city, all you really want is commonality and connection and to be around people who are just like you. And I struggled with that for many, many years. I'm fortunate enough to, I talked about, I think was it last week or 2 weeks ago I was talking about this, and the ESS test went off in the middle of my very heartfelt, sentimental chat
about making new friends. It was hilarious.
It's like so typical, right?
That was last Friday. A middle of a heartfelt conversation, you hear, this is just a test.
I'm like, okay, perfect.
And then it ended with, all right, thank you guys so much. Have a good weekend.
So that was one of like five messages I got, right? About people wanting to like come hang with us. And now I have a lot of pressure on my shoulders because I feel like I brought someone into the group that was, well, we heard about Jessica yesterday, did we not?
Yeah, we heard about crazy Jessica.
It was a little crazy. So I can't have that amount of pressure. And listen, if I just was friends with everybody who DM'd me, I would come across some people that I don't know if we would vibe. I don't. You know what I mean?
Can I get in on one of these parties?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like a committee thing. So
hold on, and let me get to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
My name is Jen America. How we doing? Easy breezy. Moose?
Jen America.
Easy breezy.
So Jen America is one of the guests of honor at the lesbian soiree this past weekend, and I would say one of the most important, aside from the actual girl we were celebrating whose birthday it was. And listen, Jenna, I said this to you yesterday in our group chat. We've been getting an influx of these messages of these gals reaching out, these women-loving women that want to be a part of this group. And I just don't know where to go from here. I'm getting an influx of messages. I'm hitting the panic button. What do we do?
Somebody explain to me what this is, because I'm lost.
Okay, listen, the lesbian soiree. This is what you call a group of women loving women, okay? And guess what happens here? We have a bunch of games going on. You're going to have to go through an interview panel, right? Oh. Right, Breezy?
No, can yeah, you, for sure.
Can you throw a football? Can you throw a football, yes or no?
Yes.
The answer is no, but I do consider myself the token femme of the group. I do.
Is this something that I'm able to go to?
If you take off all those necklaces, then yes.
Because I do love women, too. What's your beef with my necklaces?
I just feel like they're weighing you down.
No, listen. True. Hey, listen. Okay. I wear the crucifix on my neck at all times.
Jesus walks. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
So
my question is, this is typically when you guys do these parties, these get-togethers. It's just for lesbians. It's just for women. But there is a chance for a guy to come if you guys trust him, right?
Yeah, so he, you know, if there is a guy that's going to come, then we call him our honorary lesbian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it has to be important to us, right? You know, does he make us feel comfortable? Is he an honorary lesbian? Does he fit into the group? You know, I do have to say, we do have one guy that does fit into the group. I'm not going to name him on here, but, you know, there can be another one.
What are you playing cornhole? What are you doing all night?
Yeah, no. And I will say this about my dear, dear friend, Jen America. She is a very competitive recreational sports girly.
I can hear it in her voice. She's like a Caitlin Clark on steroids.
All right, hey, I'll take that all day long.
All right, listen, I'm gonna put you on hold so I can get all the details so I can show up at your next event.
But you do have to go through the application process.
I'll go through the interview process, sure.
As long as you're good with a panel interview, five of us, you know, the top gals, you'll be good.
Name your time and place.
Let's go. I'm excited.
We'll see you at Roar this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Jen America.
Hey, see you guys. Have a good day.
Bye, Jenna.
She's a good girl. Speaking of Roar, you know they got robbed again two nights in a row?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really bad over
there.
Maybe
we're not going this weekend.
You need a backup plan.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.